Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Drive is live. Opening text, the NBA is totally rigged. And why I refuse to pay to watch them. No proof at all from this person, even the Rockets, and refuse to watch anything more in the postseason. They can F off. Opening text here today.
Somebody's grumpy.
What selection would have made you feel like it wasn't rigged? What if it was San Antonio? What if it was the Rockets? Would you have felt it was rigged?
I mean, they had better than 1 point whatever percent chance.
You think it's rigged, Tyler? You probably.
I'm really not sure, man. I'm really not sure, to be honest. That's my answer. I am really unsure on it because I am a conspiracy theorist at heart some things.
I know it. Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't know.
Boy, it would be. I don't think it's rigged. That would be. I mean, Adam Silver, like the whole.
I just don't have that in me.
Well, I mean, I got it in me for sure, but the thought of like why the lottery is what it is and to keep teams from tanking.
Yes.
The fact that, I mean, I hear this morning, straight years, the worst team, the worst record in the NBA has not gotten the one overall pick.
Rockets, now, I don't know how. Rockets in there twice.
I don't know how healthy that is for the NBA teams that suck, but I think it's definitely accomplishing what the commissioner set out to accomplish. So it's not like the commissioner came in there and said, no, this is going to give these other teams a better chance. The commissioner came in there and said, no, what we're trying to do is keep teams from tanking. And if you tank, we hope to put the screws to you.
Yeah, like the Sixers did that. The Sixers quit themselves. OKC has done it to build themselves. Yeah.
And look, hell, the Rockets did it. OKC did it. And it's worked out for them not getting the number one overall pick. But at the end of the day, it's hard for me to believe that the commissioner comes in there, tweaks the system, and does what he does to discourage tanking and discourage the best, you know, the worst team in the league getting the first pick. It works flawlessly, and then, you know, it's rigged. It's hard for me to think. I mean, that's a plan that worked out perfectly. Rig it then the seventh year for Dallas because Nico's a nimwad is a wild thought.
Yeah, because we wanted to save Nico's ass.
Yeah, Nico,
unless,
man.
Here we go. Let's hear it.
This was something that was discussed, organized, and agreed upon on the front end of the trade that sent Luka to L.A. to be with LeBron in the biggest market the NBA has to offer.
Except for New York sitting out there, but I hear you.
Okay, L.A. and New York.
I mean, there's a theory.
I mean,
there,
LeBron plays there.
There's a theory.
It is the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas.
That's all it was a theory.
Dallas ain't a crap market. Mm. I mean, like,
they're not close to like the upper echelon of what the NBA targets, though. I mean, like you said, New York with the Knicks, or even Brooklyn, L.A. I don't know if the Dallas Mavericks are in that echelon.
Well, for me, the thought is like, if that were a thing, to then turn around and give the two most valuable picks in the draft to Dallas and San Antonio is interesting. But
I think his point is that overall, hey, Dallas Mavericks, if you give Luka to the Lakers,
we'll take care of you in the back.
We'll take care of you, and we'll give you a Cooper flag.
That'd be a hell of a deal, man. And it's still based.
And while you're at it here, let's run while you're at it, on the way for Luka out of the door, run him into the ground calling him a fat, drinking, smoking guy who we wanted to be one of.
Hookah smoker too, man. Not even
Luka.
He just likes that flavor tobacco.
You tell me that couldn't have been a Brandon Scott found, but that could have been a selling. You could have had that.
Hookah Luka. He should have a chain of stores.
At least Tyler's on
it's
the fence.
It's not stores. It'd
people
be smoke
text
shops,
in.
Wouldn't it?
Tyler is right, Darren. Tell him, Tyler. Someone else, Birdman. It's obviously rigged. I just can't. I don't know. Maybe I miss out on some things. I just can't. I don't think officials step out there and try to make other teams win against other teams. And I don't
thank you, Tyler Milner.
And I don't think that the thing is rigged. Like, hell, Philadelphia is a big American city. Why won't they put him there? Washington is a huge American city. Put him there. That you would like one of those eastern cities to move up. I don't know. It's I think they were.
It's good for TV and good for radio, though. It's the conspiracy theory. I like it. I like it. Again, I just don't see it.
And again, if that fool Nico trades that pick.
Mm.
Like that is completely on the table. Like at this point, right, the owner's gotta step in, right? We're not trading the American flag. Like, we gotta step here, let me just sell it to you. Let me just sell it to you. We can get Giannis back.
How old is Giannis?
30. 12 years older than him. Mm. We get Giannis. That is definitely on the table. If Nico does that, I mean, if he's allowed to, they ought to take the team from them. They ought to make force Mark Cuban to re-own the team again. If they do that,
he might be one of these fellas that likes that, you know, kind of dominatrix life. Might just love agony for himself. You never know.
Yeah.
Well, he's never had the attention that he has now. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
He was not getting this kind of attention when Luka was there. Is all attention good attention?
I don't think it might be. Yeah. I don't think for him.
I didn't know who Nico Harrison was before he traded Luka. I had no clue. I couldn't have picked him out of a lineup.
I didn't know him this well.
Now I know he's the dumbass that traded Luka, and there is no. I'm sorry. Yeah, this may not be the correct thing to say. I don't know the voice. The way in which he appears to communicate.
Yes. Oh, I
can't get behind it.
No.
I couldn't work with him. Couldn't work for him. Couldn't believe any man.
We liked the move. We thought.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I hope you're running. The goofy ass move you made, I hope you're running the team that I'm playing against.
Will you have a chance to get a guy like an Anthony Davis who is. Not only a great defensive player, but a great offensive player. You just can't pass that up. Like,
there's not many guys whose presentation I would take less than I would take Steven Silas.
My wheels are spinning too, thinking about Silas.
I just think
he brings less confidence than Silas.
Could you imagine if he was a coach and Nico was the GM?
I just don't think front office in NBA.
You know, I can be blamed for the injuries. Had Kyrie not gotten hurt,
you're doing him justice.
And AD not gotten hurt, I think we'd be having a conversation.
You don't have the tremble.
I got a couple of
If we're honest, not too far off from how we hear Jalen Green sound. Just going to throw that.
Well, I'm gonna be the Mavs last night.
There was no reason for that, Tyler. Unbelievable. He is struggling already.
Was Nico not there?
Where?
At the lottery.
Oh, no. He was in the room with the front office. No, that was the right move, Clinton. Nico does not need to be in public.
Nico should have been holding up that sign. He should have been holding up that sign. You gotta go. Told you, MFers.
He's the told y'all. No, because there's no told y'all.
King Nico.
No, there's no told y'all.
He's soft spoken.
The plan was not at all to get in the play in and have a chance to go to the playoffs and still somehow win the first pick. That was not the plan. No, you got to go see Nico.
Nico should have been there just to receive that Mavs logo when this happened.
He should have came out with the American flag and just stuck it in the... But also, it was as likely that Nico would be sitting there with the 12 spot.
Oh, that's okay. He could have just stayed in the back.
Oh, so you mean only if they got the number one pick, he steps out there and...
That's it. We got number one, Nico rolls out. Anything else? I don't know who.
Taps Rolando Blackman and sent here. Rolando, I got this one here.
What's the dude that grabbed the beer out of Luca's hand? My mind just went blank. The old player for the Mavs.
Oh yeah, Michael Finley.
Finley. Finley going out there.
It was Rolando Blackman out there doing this.
No fun allowed with the Mavs.
I'm telling you, see that should have been the plan. Is for Nico Harrison should have made the trip, and if they got one, slide him out there. If not, then Finley's
got it. Did you see the video, though?
Oh, the
Nico room? Nico erupted.
Yeah.
It was him. He's the back chair. He's the back person, the back chair in the room.
Rightfully so.
And he's in one of them stupid checkerboard jackets that he enjoys wearing, and he...
Looking like Bear Bryant.
He needed it. He needed it, man.
Yeah, he did. Nobody
Who needed it worse, Nico or Cleveland back in what year was that LeBron came out?
Oh, 2003.
They showed when they won the lottery. They were going absolutely that bad. Nuts.
They won it more than anybody.
Rick, Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you won
Four
it.
Times.
Five.
Five, I mean, yeah. Mm. Four was the magic.
I don't know why I know all five of them, but yes.
I looked it up last night.
Brad Doherty, LeBron, Kyrie. And then before Wiggins, it was the guy from Utah, or not Utah, from UNLV. Anthony something. Anthony,
it was forgettable.
He sucked. It was everybody looked around and was like, what are they doing? Why are they picking him? But it was a bad year anyway. I'm sure there's a Hall of Famer that came out of that class, but... But yeah, they've had it five times.
Cavs five, Magic four. Yeah. There was someone else with four.
I can't remember his name. Oh, he was terrible. I mean, he must have played 2-3 years. Maybe. Ooh. And only probably played 2 or 3 years because of his pick.
It's not what you want out of number one?
Yeah. Nah, man. Good for Nico, man. Good for him. I don't think it was rigged, but he needed it to be.
Praying for you, buddy.
Because if it was rigged, I wonder how much money Nico put up there for that. By the way, I will say this. Anthony Bennett, thank you. I couldn't remember Anthony's last name. Thank you for the text line. Anthony Bennett, yes. I will say, as San Antonio found their way up into the two spot, Clint, if we look at this right now, clearly the Rockets are the best team. I think the best up-and-coming team, you can argue, in the NBA. Like the young teams, them, like unless maybe behind OKC, if you still look at them in that fashion. But the Rockets are clearly on the rise, number two seed this year. But when we look at what happened last night and how the teams are set up, is Dallas and San Antonio in a better position right now for the future than the Rockets? Are they potentially... poised right now because they've got Wimby. They went and got Fox. They got the number two pick, which either they could use the Harper kid, Ron Harper's kid, is thought to be really good, or they can, you know, clearly use that to make another move. And then you got Kyrie and AD. Now those guys are a little bit older, but then Cooper Flagg there in Dallas. The Rockets to me were clearly above, not clearly with Wimby, but obviously above those groups. Now it looks at him, you're like, damn, for the future, are Dallas and San Antonio in potentially better positions than the Rockets right now?
Well, I know there's context that matters, like can Dallas stay healthy, but I think when all of their pieces are healthy right now, boy, that's going to be
especially if Cooper Flag is what
I would. Yeah, I mean, I would have to go with Dallas there and San Antonio with their pieces again, assuming they're healthy.
Yeah, that 1-2 punch
and not having any clue what the coach is going to do.
Yeah,
I mean, who the coach is going to be and how they're going to be. I guess do we know who?
Yeah, we know the coach is.
We just don't know how it's going to that transition.
He was the interim coach. He was coaching them after Pop.
So yeah, man. I don't. I don't know, man. I mean, that would be. I would have to put Houston too, because you know Flag is going to Dallas, and you look at it, I would say Houston is two, and then San Antonio. But
see, I would have San Antonio first. Because of Wimby, I think, is the best piece.
Yeah, I agree with that.
On any roster, and they have De'Aaron Fox, who is young and proven.
Yeah.
They also have the rookie of the year who just won this year, Stephen Castle.
Yeah.
He's there, too. So but then that's the other scary piece. They've got the number two pick. They've got Castle that they can most definitely move to add another piece if they want to, because and Wimby's cheap right now because he's on a rookie deal. That's the other piece. Now, the Rockets – they've got more deeper pieces, a deeper roster. Well, they just don't have a Wimby or coach, what potentially
the coach, the depth, the identity. I can't completely discredit that. If you got three true blue superstars in AD and Kyrie and Flag, you know, assuming that they take him, it'd be tough. I mean, you look at. I guess they didn't. I was thinking that Fox, because they got hell. Wimby went down. Right? Him and Fox didn't play together a whole hell of a lot.
Wimby went down at the All-Star break.
Did they play together at all?
I don't. Maybe a couple games.
Yeah.
Maybe if they did. Someone just texted in. San Antonio was healthy and still losing games. Stop it, Ron. Well, no, I'm not going to stop it. Wimby is a game changer. Right? Like it's going to be. He's played a year and a half. And he's got De'Aaron Fox, who just had the Kings in the playoffs and was their best player too. Yeah, those guys playing together.
It's a much tighter conversation than initially thought. I mean, because if you put three superstars in Dallas, and obviously Wimby. Now that I'll never discredit what Houston has going on, but the truth of the matter is that they're missing we can say it like in football terms, you're just missing the quarterback. You're missing the superstar, the game changer, the fixer. You're missing that guy right now in Houston. The other two have him.
Those situations just changed quickly with those two teams. All right, coming up as we continue right here live on The Drive, we didn't get around to talking about on-the-field stuff with Lance McCullers. We got to do that coming up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Lance McCullers, we talked about him yesterday, and I think it was very fair how we approached that situation because the silliness that went on and very serious threats made towards him and his family was really ridiculous. And yes, that kind of took over in our conversation. But, Clint, I do think, however, there is a space to have the conversation I think you wanted to get to at some point yesterday, but it was hard to get to that place of the actual performance, right? Like, yo, man, he threw, 36 pitches, and I mean, couldn't get nothing. One out. Right, and it was from the jump. It was 7-0. I mean,
it's not ideal.
It was over. You didn't give him a chance. You know, your bullpen got ate up. Didn't help yesterday with Gusto. We'll get to that at some point. Also, luckily for them, Ronel Blanco stepped up big time and gave you 8 innings, and that's kind of helped kind of cushion the blow a bit with the bullpen. But that was his second start back, Clint, and that was terrible, the performance. You cannot have that. And I guess there are those, and I've seen it, like, oh, see, Lance wasn't ready. Lance isn't ready. Lance maybe should be pitching. Are you concerned at all with Lance from that performance, or are you just chalking that up to a bad night?
Well, I think, no, I'm not chalking it up to just a bad night. I mean, I guess you could, but I mean, in the big scheme of things, you know, Lance has been out over 900 days. You know, Lance came out and had a good first outing, and then the wheels came off in the second outing. I think as impressed as you were or could have been, may have been, I was with the first outing of just, hey, man, showed some good stuff, so showed some good signs. The wheels completely coming off and recording one out in the second start. I don't know how one is not concerned about it. On top of that, you got the, as you mentioned, Gusto, the wheels coming off of Gusto the last couple of times he's been on the bump, whether it's a starting role or when he came in after McCullers' first start. You look at Wesneski with the, what have we heard an update on him, by the way?
No, it's just not a good thing when you hear what it is.
Yeah, not. I mean, so you look at it, and so it's a double edged sword. Not a double edged sword. It's two prong, right? One, with Wesneski looking to be out longer term than you thought. Gusto's wheels coming off in the last couple of times and not being as promising as he was early on, puts McCullers in a spot where you're going to need him to complete a five-man rotation at this point. And that's when Eric Geddy gets back, by the way, which we hadn't heard. I hadn't heard anything about on his.
No, I haven't heard anything on
his hand either.
Coming and had to be tipping his pitches.
Yeah. I mean, look, I hope it is one of those where it's tipping pitches. Very well could have been. But
they were teeing off on him.
Yeah, the question is, well, there's also a couple of hit batters. There's also a couple of walks.
There's three walks. They weren't there. They were spitting on.
I don't know if that's tipping pitches as much as missing pitches. But, yeah, maybe they picked something up on a grand slam. But, you know, the need for McCullers to be in this rotation, I think, is higher right now than it was before, given that you had a couple of other arms that could give you a six-man rotation that had shown to be at least serviceable starters throughout a long regular season. So, that's a concerning outing for McCullers to say the least. Yes,
you concerned yet, Tyler? I'm not too concerned yet. You may disagree. I feel like Lance has earned like a couple of poor outings for you. Say, yo, like what was that? I know it's been almost 1,000 days that he's been out, but like, you know, if this was Pinocchio, then maybe I might be. Maybe
Forrest Whitley?
Yeah, if this was That's Pinocchio, I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous. I just think, I know Lance has been a while, but I think he's earned a little bit. I need to see a good three just. Now, if he comes out the next time and he can't get out the first inning again, that's bad. But I agree.
I think this is a five start. I think for me, it's five starts. I need to see five starts and then kind of overall look back at it and go, okay, what did we see something promising? Did we see the old Lance in there somewhere? Have we just lost all control and we can't throw strikes? Can't throw all of our pitches for strikes? Have we lost our special sauce? Have you lost that one thing that made you difference back then? So I'm going five games I need to see before I get too up in arms.
Yeah, I definitely lean towards that thinking, Ron, that you laid out more. Like I think we gotta give him a little more rope, a little more leash for Lance McCullers in this return than just two starts. But also I think back to the first start. Wherever it was it up in Boston?
No, it was
somewhere
up north.
It
was Chicago.
Chicago, okay. And, I mean, the elements were bad that day. There was rain. It wasn't a great start by any means for Lance McCullers that day, but he looked a hell of a lot better than that first inning at Daikin.
No, it was an impressive one. Like, his pitch count got up, but he almost went four innings and didn't give up any runs.
Yeah, so between that start and the first inning disaster we have, right now I just need to see some more before we hit that panic button.
Right? Yeah, you don't want to hit the old 15.75 ERA right there, right out of the bat there. If he's 5 to 10 starts, to let him get comfortable to feel – you know, to feel himself again.
It's going to be tough for me to be patient. Not with giving up on him, but I'm a Lance McCullers fan.
Got patience for Lance?
Well, no, I get hung on every start. You know what I mean? Like I want to see. I'm a Lance McCullers fan, and I'm just a fan of seeing guys overcome adversity and you know that kind of thing. And so the story I think would be absolutely tremendous. So I want him to go out there and give us. So, you know, a quality start every damn time. So it's going to be hard for me to be patient through five games, but I do think that's a number.
Yeah, five to ten to see how he's feeling. Again, if he struggles like hell in the first inning in his next start against the Rangers, well, I'm going to throw that out the window. I'm going to throw that like if the Rangers come out and just, you know, he's wild, he pitches like he's afraid to go into the zone, or they just start teeing off on him, and you know, if he has the issue like he had in the first start where he just couldn't find one of his off-speed pitches and he just had to, you know, trash that, if that is still happening, then you start to look at that, right? You get one. Lance gets to get one just putrid outing, right? Remember Hunter?
He got it.
Remember Hunter Brown gave up that nine in that first stick last year?
Oh, yeah.
Shoot, we seen him all. Spencer had a couple of them last year, didn't he? Spencer come off talking about, hell, knowing he was tipping.
I forgot about Spencer. Yeah, Spencer had him a couple. You ain't lying. When the hell is he coming back?
Well, I mean, what's...
Haven't heard about him.
BP Arrigetti.
I want to say I saw something yesterday on Twitter. Maybe not.
Dana's pretty confident about everything else. Dana stayed away from old Spence.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
All right, Dana, I'm asking for you. Call up Dana, 713-572-4610. Let us know the latest on Spencer Arrigetti. Coming up, Clint is asking a question of the NFL based off of the recent events in sports. We'll discuss that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Coming up next. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Hold on to your nipples.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Tyler, you'll be very excited to know. I may need to be drugged a little bit, but I'm thinking about we're thinking about getting another dog, man.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A terrible decision.
Shut up, Clint.
Terrible decision.
I mean, I'm with you. I feel like I'm being drugged here a little bit.
Angels, we don't deserve it.
I do, man. We just got them holes filled in the backyard, coming through lovely. We've had to go out of town a little bit. Boy, that bill on the staycation for the dog, but we're leaning towards maybe getting a.
Is there a breed you're looking at?
Yeah, free one.
Safe.
Yeah.
Free,
that's free and safe.
A safe. No, not a free one. I will pay a little bit more money.
I mean, that thoroughbred.
You don't want somebody else's problem?
to be honest, I pay a little bit more money than when I. No, but yeah, man. The kids are fired up.
I'm going to be honest with you. You got three kids, man.
And listen, and I love, like, I'm not Tyler, but I love.
I'm talking about the responsibility, man. Like, yeah. I mean, what do y'all do? What do you do when y'all leave the house at, which you leave here, but y'all leave the house at 3 o'clock and you got practices and games and all that stuff till 9 o'clock at night?
Oh, he's good. He's good for that,
we come home and everything's tore up or there's crap everywhere.
Oh, no, he's my bitch is in the kennel.
Yeah, he's in the kennel. Yeah, he's in the kennel. Yeah, he's in the kennel. Except for that one time when Bear somehow got himself out of the kennel.
Yeah.
Houdini!
Yeah. And the trash can found itself destroyed and tore apart up into the...
I'm telling you, I feel like we have the most self-sufficient dog in history.
Well, that's how Max was.
I mean, and still, man, I'm just...
You're still a hater on the pup?
Yeah, no, man. It's the responsibility... I tore down an old raggedy fence and put up a fence, didn't go all the way to the water with it. Every time she gets out, she's in three neighbors down backyard. So every time she goes outside, you got to walk outside with her and watch her, literally watch her the whole time.
Yeah.
This morning she came in. I got some guys doing some stucco work. This morning she came in. She must have played underneath their little rack because she's got stucco literally in her long fur all over her back. She's like, walking around the house.
Good girl, Galizzi.
She comes home from my in-law's house where they've got a doggy door. So she comes and goes as she pleases, right? And they're cool with it. If she goes outside and gets muddy and comes in and jumps on the couch, oh no, they get mad about it, but they're not mad at her, right? She ain't got a doggy door at the house. So she got to where if that door's closed, hey, she let it rip right there on that old floor.
Yep, right there. Bam.
I mean, it's just a different, which is fine. When I first adopted a dog with my wife, when I married my wife, it wasn't no big deal because it's the only thing we got going. It's cool. Let's take it for a little walk. There's one time I took her for a walk down here in River Oaks, and I told my wife, "You about lost me. That dog right there attracts him honeys now. Let me walk that dog again." I mean, there was three different gals in damn
that dog right there.
Damn near bikinis walked up one of them. Hey, is that you? Well, yeah. But it's my girlfriend's. It's my fiance's. Everybody relax.
Yeah.
I told my wife. I said I can't walk that dog no more. She is pretty, but damn, she. I mean, now that we got two kids. Oh,
Cornbread said, "Don't do it."
I don't know. I don't know why you even think about it.
Got cornbread hating on the pups too.
Kids want it. I mean, hell, we've always had a dog, but for the most of the time since they've been around,
man's best friend.
Maybe about a year and a half, maybe 2 years, we hadn't had a dog.
I'd be trying to make a deal with Tyler. If something goes south, Tyler, you gotta come get it.
Hey, man, I'm full up. I got three elderly bitches.
You can take another one. You can take a fourth.
I don't know, man. I got three ladies in double digits. I got my hands full.
I wouldn't put Bear on you. But could Bear take him on? Either he'll get taken out or he'll take some others out.
I got a full pack, man.
Someone said they're giving away. I want to be a little bit more aggressive on the selection.
Well, you want to be a little more selective when
I want to be a little aggressive on the selective. No, we went to this place in Sugar Land, Talliards. Good little spot, indoor outdoor thing. Kids run around. We just sitting there and
drank.
Somebody
brought the dogs, didn't they?
Well, they had them dogs for sale. Like they, when you walked up
got
there.
Him.
Oh man, hey, they almost had me, boy. They had some pretty puppies. Then I took a deep breath, just like I am when I'm at a car dealership for about 5-10 minutes. Man, that would be nice. Then I said, keep on moving here.
you know the one thing, and I'm softening up here a bit. Like the Alaskan Klee-Kai that we have, they're the most independent dog ever. Like there is no cuddling. There's no hey, let's just chill on the couch and watch TV. There's none of that. Like they are the most independent. Like don't even want to be, if you ain't feeding them or giving them a treat, don't even want to be in a room with you. Don't want no piece of you. So I do have a dog that brings, I mean, very little. Like, would you say man's best friend, Tyler? Like very little of that to the table.
Yeah, he's not giving you hell. Not like Bear.
They're gifts from the Lord.
Bear had your head on a swivel. Wasn't comfortable. No wasn't doubt. Comfortable till he got. I couldn't rest or turn my brain off till he got in the kennel.
Looking for that safety coming over the middle.
Oh man.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Khaleesi.
Well, when I let that Joker go out to that backyard to use.
You grew up with it. Nobody seemed to want to marry.
I said, go ahead and use the bathroom. Go ahead. I let him go out there and use that bathroom without. And that Joker looked at me and said, "Joke's on you, cause I ain't coming in."
Hey.
And I'm going to bark out here, and it's 10:30 at night. I ain't coming in.
And if you go inside, I'm going to chew up your barbecue pit.
You go inside, I'm going to stand right there. You'll never catch me. I wish you'd have saw me out there in that backyard.
Did you actually try? Like get out there in a wide stance and try to catch him? Uh-huh. Then you realize, what am I doing?
Trying to get him by his collar.
Realize
and then
he's
and
just
then,
toying him with you?
And then I had to go. He'll get them kids. Them kids will get him. I had to go in there. I had to go in there and wake up Trey. And hide around the corner so he couldn't see me. Trey, go out there and get him. Woke Trey up out of sleep.
Chased him around the corner.
His corner was out. I woke him up out of sleep. And I went. I hit in. And then he ran in and followed Trey. And then he got in. He got in, turned a completely different person is what he did. Hey, I head to that kennel. No, you ain't got to usher me. No, I head to that kennel. No, man, but I'm thinking about doing it. Hey, you had the question last night. Obviously, we saw the NBA draft lottery, and the Mavericks got the number one pick. The Spurs got the number two pick. The Rockets, who had the ninth the ninth best odds.
Did you just have a stroke?
That's something, man. Listen,
what?
It's not going to win on that one. The ninth best odds got the 10th pick overall. But you're looking at this and you're like, maybe the NFL should adopt this.
Well, I mean, there's just a lot of conversations being had about this draft and how, and really, and I'm thankful for the conversations that are being had today because it's clear that there are some gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen that are working in TV. The gentlemen have played the game before, and they are as disgusted as I am with the idea of tanking. And I guess I never really looked at the draft lottery in the NBA through the whole tanking lens. It's why it exists and it makes sense, and I get it. But I guess I've just never looked at it through the lens of the football lens and say, how does that work? How would that work at the NFL? And having been here and watched the Texans, I don't, and I'm just adamant about this, I don't believe players tank. I believe organizations tank. When you hire David Culley, you are absolutely tanking. No question about it. When you
somehow they got the fourth pick.
Yeah. Somehow it didn't work out, right? But you know, it is when you add that little caveat to it, or that reality to it. Maybe it's not such a small caveat. It's a reality to what the lottery is. I'm not opposed to entertaining it at the NFL level.
Yeah, I don't think you need it. The NBA, it was clear. It was clear as day that there were teams just.
Oh, well, it still is. Hell, Houston did it.
Clear as day, and it became a problem, a big thing that everyone was looking at, and so that became a big talking point around the league. Do you get the feel that tanking is a big talking point in the NFL? Like, do you feel that? Like, hell, we know we don't see it here. Lovie Smith sure as hell wasn't tanking. And it actually worked out. His ass was trying to beat the Colts that day, and succeeded and somehow worked out. I just don't get the feel. Like, I think the NFL has some issues. I don't get the feel that tanking is an issue. And to me, if you bring a lottery in, you bring exactly what Tyler and many of these people were talking about to start the show is, could you imagine? Oh, Arch is coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, how in the hell the Jets won it? The Jets won the NFL draft lottery. Like, I just, like, you don't need to invite, like, there are people out here who believe that the officials are cheating for the Chiefs to this day or cheating for certain teams. You damn sure don't want to get to a point where, all right, we've got a draft lottery and this thing and certain players get this.
Know.
And I think if it was a big thing, a tanking in the NFL was a big thought of perceived problem, I could hear it. But I don't think it's a perceived problem, and I think you invite other things in.
I don't think it's a major problem, but I do like the wrinkle. It doesn't have to become this huge problem for it to be something that needs to be addressed. It clearly happens. Now, does it happen to a point? I think at the NFL level, the difference is you could have the number two or number three overall pick, and you could still be in a really, really, really good spot, where in the NBA, one versus two is totally different. This year, anyway, one versus two, at least in theory, but when you look at it, everybody's wanting that one single player, that LeBron James, and, you know, that kind of deal. I think the NFL is different from that perspective, but I would be willing to entertain it. I would be willing to entertain that. And, because if you look at it, really in football, you're the top, usually, with the exception of the trades that occur and teams end up with. You know, teams that end up, you know, after having a really good season with a top 10 pick, typically your top 10 picks are teams that are either in the middle of a rebuild or they just flat out suck. Yeah. Again, now if somebody jumps up there and gets a top 10 pick because they traded right or they moved to Deshaun Watson or something like that, that's different. But typically teams that earned a top 10 pick, you know, are typically need that boost. And so if it were those teams in the lottery, I could enjoy it. I could probably get behind it.
Yeah, I just think it invites more rigged talk. Oh, it's like the
can't let the talk deter you, man.
Yeah, let that come up there. Oh, the Raiders, Tom Brady and the Raiders won the number one pick. How the hell
that would have been nice if
that happened,
Cam in Las Vegas.
Yeah, there it is. Nice. See, Roger Goodell's giving it to Tom.
Look at Raj.
Look at Raj doing that thing. All right, coming up as we continue here, I am starting to wonder about an aspect of the Texans season coming up. Starting to wonder about it. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.